The Torah describes a moving encounter between Yitro and Moshe, in which Moshe shares his journey and experiences. A close reading of the details reveals that the Torah offers us a model for meaningful human connection, a way of meeting another person with openness, allowing space both to show and to be seen, to listen deeply, and to receive with empathy. Step one is hearing. Yitro, priest of Midian, Moshe's father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moshe and for Israel. The parasha opens with three verbs, all centered on Yitro. He heard, he took, and he came. Yitro hears what has happened to Israel. His listening is shaped by relationship. He listens as Moshe's father-in-law. That is the lens through which he receives and processes what he hears. Yitro responds to what he hears in two significant ways. He came. He arrives. He takes the initiative. He doesn't wait for an invitation from Moshe. He simply comes. In addition, he took. He acts from connection, from what he hears as a social being, as Moshe's father-in-law, and he is moved to an action that enhances and renews connection. Yitro took Tzipora, Moshe's wife, and her two sons, and he came. Step two is a kiss. The verses tell us, he sent word to Moshe, I, your father-in-law Yitro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons. Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law. He bowed low and kissed him. Each asked after the other's welfare, and they went into the tent. The verses tell us that Yitro prepares Moshe for his arrival. He doesn't surprise him. He sent word to Moshe. In response, Moshe doesn't remain passive. He takes a step of his own. Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law. The verses continue, he bowed low and kissed him, not merely an act of approach, but of closeness, honor, and physical connection. He kissed him. The Mechilta points out, I don't know who bowed to whom or who kissed whom. Though the Mechilta eventually offers an answer, by noticing the ambiguity, it leaves a powerful impression. This is a moment of mutuality. Each figure may be the subject or the object of the gesture, and perhaps it was done by both towards each other. This entire sequence of actions leads to a moment of mutuality. Each asked after the other's welfare. Even though Yitro is the visitor, even though Moshe has just experienced dramatic events, and even though the encounter seems at first to be motivated unilaterally with Yitro reaching out to Moshe, their meeting begins with reciprocity, with mutual concern and connection. This mutuality sets the tone for their retreat into a private space. They went into the tent, where Moshe opens up. Moshe then recounted to his father-in-law everything. This brief passage seems to contain two verses that appear redundant, which has created a continuous puzzle of interpretations. Verse 1 tells us, Yitro, priest of Midian, Moshe's father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moshe and for Israel, God's people, how God had brought Israel out of Egypt. Yet verse 8 later repeats, Moshe then recounts to his father-in-law everything that God had done to Paro and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardships that had befallen them on the way and how God delivered them. But if Yitro had already heard everything, what exactly is the purpose and content of Moshe's telling of the story? The Or HaChaim offers several possibilities for understanding what Moshe added or changed in his recounting to Yitro. Although the Torah states that Yitro heard all that God had done for Moshe and for Israel, the Orach Chaim suggests that Moshe may have offered new information or clarified concerns Yitro had. He writes, even though the text already said that Yitro heard all that had happened, perhaps there were details his ears had not yet heard. In other words, Moshe may have filled in gaps, adding information that had not yet reached Yitro. The Orach Chaim offers another possibility. It's possible he had not believed the wonders because the accounts he had heard seemed exaggerated. Moshe then might have confirmed stories that previously sounded too fantastical to believe. A third interpretation is as follows. Moshe told him things that no one else could have known. This suggests that Moshe shared his own perspective, events that he alone experienced or witnessed. Finally, the Orach Chaim raises a particularly moving possibility. Although Yitro had heard the reports, he still feared that the bonds of Egyptian slavery had not yet been broken. Yitro may have continued to worry about Moshe's fate, fearing that the oppression had not truly ended. The personal meeting between the two was not just informative, it was a source of comfort and reassurance that the slavery was indeed in their past. Regardless, it is clear that what unfolds in the tent is an intimate moment, a space in which Moshe can share personal experiences and hardships. These include not only miraculous events, but also moments of difficulty and exhaustion. As the Sechel Tov commentary explains, in all the hardships, this refers to toil and weariness. This moment of storytelling becomes not only a recounting of trials, but also a gesture of reassurance and emotional connection. Step three is joy and unity. And Yitro rejoiced over all the kindness that God had shown Israel when delivering them from the Egyptians. Blessed be God, Yitro said, who delivered you from the Egyptians and from Paro. The act of sharing, Moshe then recounted to his father-in-law everything, is met with a response, and Yitro rejoiced, Vayichad. Yitro, as a listener, has an emotional experience that leads him to rejoice. Yitro hears and he is glad and moved. This is how connected he is to Moshe. Rabbeinu Bechaye suggests that Vayichad may come from the word Echad, one. Yitro's reaction is not only one of joy, but of deepened unity with Moshe. The personal storytelling fosters emotional intimacy and strengthens their bond. Yitro has an additional response, giving thanks to God. Thanks not for his own deliverance, but for someone else's, Moshe. Blessed be God who delivered you. Now I know that God is greater than all gods. Moshe's father-in-law brought a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. Step four is showing up. The verses describe, next day, Moshe sat as magistrate among the people, while the people stood about Moshe from morning till evening. But when Moshe's father-in-law saw how much he had to do for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing?" After the moving and emotionally charged encounter between Moshe and Yitro, Yitro doesn't simply leave. He stays and continues to truly see Moshe. This time, in his daily life, Moshe's father-in-law saw how much he had to do for the people. Yitro sees not only Moshe in his leadership role, but also personally, breaking down in loneliness. It seems that the intimacy forged between them allows Yitro to really see Moshe and ask, "What is this that you are doing?" To gently challenge what he perceives as a point of weakness and suggest criticism. "Why do you act alone?" After Moshe shares openly, Yitro turns to him out of intimacy, connection, and emotion, which enables Moshe to imagine a different reality and to build, following Yitro's suggestion, a legal system where other leaders are also active. Yitro models an approach of listening and showing up, actions that seem to be driven by a deep sense of connection. This becomes the backdrop for his encounter with Moshe. The first step in their meeting is mutual, setting the stage for intimacy. That intimacy leads to an emotional, unifying response, one that strengthens the ability to truly see the other, even to the point where vulnerabilities are revealed, creating space for honest critique and thoughtful counsel. May this roadmap guide us as well. Like Yitro, may we learn to listen beyond the rumors, to hear what we didn't know, to notice the details we've missed that will bring to great and deep connections that enable and even welcome criticism and advice. May this roadmap guide us as well to share also what is new from a deeply personal and unique perspective, and to remain open to receiving feedback and wisdom in return. Shabbat Shalom.